This is WKSU News. I'm Mark Earhart. Ohio's reported under 1,000 new cases of COVID-19 for the third day in a row, and 10 COVID-19-related deaths were reported for Monday. Ohio Department of Health says 932 new cases were reported. That's well under the 21-day average of nearly 1,300. Governor Mike DeWine is expected to provide the latest COVID-19 data this afternoon at 2 during his coronavirus briefing. You can listen live on WKSU or stream it at WKSU.org. Today marks the one-year anniversary since nine people were killed by a gunman in the early morning of August 4th, 2019 in Dayton. The Associated Press reports there has been frustration and disappointment as the first anniversary is neared, much of it because coronavirus necessitated safety restrictions will prevent a large community commemoration. At-home activities such as a 9-minute remembrance are planned. House lawmakers met with Ohio's top elections official to discuss ways to make the state's campaign finance system more transparent. The meeting comes after the former Speaker of the House was indicted over an alleged bribery scheme to get a nuclear power plant bailout bill passed. State House correspondent Andy Chow has more.
The bipartisan campaign finance proposals discussed with Secretary of State Frank LaRose include parity for groups fighting for and against ballot issues, allowing subpoenaing power for the Secretary of State's office, and required reporting of donations into so-called dark money groups.
This idea that you can create an LLC or two or three to move the money around and have anonymity is not going to be consistent with what we're trying to accomplish here.
Federal investigators say former House Speaker Larry Householder was part of a racketeering scheme, secretly moving millions of dollars into a dark money group from a utility company widely believed to be First Energy. Andy Chow at the Ohio Public Radio State House News Bureau.
U.S. Marshals have arrested a former dance instructor at the Cleveland School of the Arts accused of sexual abuse. Cleveland.com reports Terrence Green was arrested Monday in New York State. He'll be extradited to Cleveland to face one charge of sexual battery. On Friday, five former students filed a federal suit against Cleveland Metropolitan School District accusing Green of sexual abuse ranging from 2008 through 2012. Cleveland.com also reports Green has a history of sexual abuse allegations dating back to at least 2003. At least seven students accused Green of sexual abuse in 2014. He then worked for Cuyahoga County Community College in 2015, and in 2019, one of Green's students at Tri-C accused him of sexual abuse. According to Cleveland.com, Tri-C officials took steps to fire Green, but he ultimately resigned. A Kent State University student has filed a class action lawsuit against the university seeking a tuition refund for the spring 2020 semester. The Akron Beacon Journal reports Caitlin Waite filed a suit after tuition and fees were not refunded after in-person classes were canceled due to the pandemic. The suit was filed on behalf of KSU students who paid to take past or future in-person classes that were moved online. A KSU spokesperson told the Beacon Journal that the university has received the complaint but will not comment on pending litigation. Similar suits have been filed against Ohio State and the University of Toledo. Lordstown Motors is going public. The electric vehicle startup that bought the former General Motors assembly plant outside Youngstown has announced a deal with Diamond Peak Holdings. It's expected to raise $675 million to fund production of the company's all-electric pickup truck. That deal includes a $75 million commitment from GM. Diamond Peak CEO said Lordstown has a unique competitive advantage, especially in the commercial fleet market. The company says it already has more than 27,000 advance orders for its Endurance electric pickup, primarily from the commercial sector. Production is expected to begin in the second half of next year. The new company has a combined value estimated at $1.6 billion. Cleveland Indians manager Terry Francona missed last night's 3-2 loss at Cincinnati because of a gastrointestinal issue that's bothered him for months. Francona was scheduled to be checked by doctors on Monday at the Cleveland Clinic. Team officials say they're taking it one day at a time and that it's too early to know when the 61-year-old manager will return. He'll remain in Cleveland during the Indians series in Cincinnati, which continues tonight. Cleveland returns home Wednesday for two more games with the Reds before a three-game trip to Chicago to face the White Sox. The Indians are 5-6 during this pandemic-shortened season. This is WKSU.